Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
More and more evacuations are taking place from Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, with 16,000 people being flown out in the last 24 hours. Here's US President Joe Biden speaking overnight about what he sees as a difficult time.
The evacuation of thousands of people from Kabul is going to be hard and painful, no matter when it started, when we began. There is no way to evacuate this many people without pain and loss of heartbreaking images you see on television. It's just a fact.
Now, those comments come amidst mounting global pressure on the White House to extend its August 31st deadline to complete the evacuation process. We're joined now by Washington correspondent Simon Mark. Simon, Joe Biden coming under huge pressure on this. Do you think he will have to extend that deadline?
Well, massive pressure, but he's really between a rock and a hard place now, Corin, because on the one hand, he's got G7 leaders like Prime Minister Boris Johnson of Britain and Emmanuel Macron, the President of France, saying we can't leave people on the ground in Afghanistan. We can't get them all out quickly enough. We're going to have to extend. But on the other hand, the United States has been told by the Taliban August the 31st is a red line. Any troops staying thereafter will be considered by the new government in Kabul an occupying force. Over at the Pentagon today, spokesman John Kirby had this when he was asked to respond to reports of that Taliban message having been delivered through media channels.
We've seen the public statements by the Taliban spokesman about their views on the 31st of August. I think we all understand that view.
They've seen them and understood the view of the Taliban, but what are they going to do? Are they going to pull troops out on August the 31st? Possibly even sooner, or extend the military mission. A short while ago at the White House, the president's embattled National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said that his boss has yet to make his mind up.
We believe we're making progress. We're going to keep making progress, and the president will ultimately make his decision about the precise shape and scope of the operation. We believe today will be an efficient and effective day, and tomorrow and the next day as well. And as I said, he is taking this day by day and will make his determinations as we go.
They point to the numbers that suggest they are now picking up the pace of evacuation. 16,000 people in the 24 hours to this morning here ferried out aboard 25 C-17s, 3 C-130s and a host of other planes, including some charters. But they are still at the White House, unable to tell Americans how many American citizens they've evacuated and unable to cite how many American citizens remain in Afghanistan. It's understood that in that conversation today between President Biden and the British Prime Minister, they talked about the possibility of in some fashion extending the evacuation mission even after international forces leave Afghanistan. But what kind of a shape that operation would take is at this point a matter of speculation.
This is the key thing, right? It's not just the US has to be there for the likes of the UK, Australia, New Zealand, many other countries to get its citizens out. So it's not just a decision that Biden can make on his own, is it?
Well, of course, at the end of the day, Corin, it is a decision that President Biden can make on his own in exactly the same way as he made the decision to pick that arbitrary date of August the 31st in the first place as the deadline for the withdrawal of US and therefore international forces. I mean, certainly it has broadly been understood that if you don't have US forces there providing any kind of cover, whether it's for the Afghan armed forces that largely collapsed over the last couple of weeks or international forces now on the ground in Kabul, then it would be very difficult for those other military forces to remain present in the Afghan capital. Jake Sullivan said today that there is now operationally a military method whereby the US and allied forces are able to convey their foreign nationals to the airport for safe evacuation, but he wouldn't be drawn on what that method consists of. He does say that the perimeter around the airfield has been substantially extended over the last couple of days in consultation with the Taliban authorities.
Simon Marks, thank you very much. As usual, a lot of moving parts in that story. We will keep very closely watching that indeed.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.